And we are back for yet another go of Myths and Malarkey with your favorite person named Caleb Cruz. The only podcast where you can hear me record myself rambling about different mythological stories, any cultural significance of the stories, and all while I try to act like I'm talking to you directly. Yeah, you, specifically. You're the one I make these for. So, thank you so much for tuning in. This time we've got a Chinese tale, the story of the Monkey King. I planned to do Chinese mythology for a while, but I kind of forgot it existed until now, so here we are. And that's all I really have to say about that, so let's just get right into the myth. Our story starts with a rock, but not just any rock. This rock was fertilized by the grace of heaven and earth. This very fertile rock birthed a monkey, but not just any monkey, the Monkey King. This monkey is incredibly intelligent, probably more so than most of the American Congress. He learned many magic tricks and gong fu from an immortal Taoist master. Now, this very special monkey is capable of transforming into 72 different forms. These vary from the absolute war machine that is a tree, a bird, a beast of prey, and my personal favorite, an insect, which he uses to enter an enemy's body and fight them from the inside out. He also has some pretty efficient forms of transportation for a monkey. He's able to use clouds as a vehicle, but what's the point in that when he can travel 108,000 miles from a single somersault? And now with a very impressive resume like that out of the way, let's see what his character's like. This monkey claims to be in defiance of the ruler of heaven, the seas, earth, and everything in between, the great emperor of Jade. This act of treason against the heavens made the monkey very unpopular amongst his higher-ups, but this did not discourage the Monkey King. This monkey stormed into hell, threatened the king of hell, and forced him to spare the mortal lives of him and his followers so they could enjoy eternity together. Yeah, this monkey literally threatened death itself. The monkey also had an iron rod, which he stole from the Dragon King, which allowed him to shrink and grow on command. This was one of his favorite tools, even though it doesn't become relevant in the story whatsoever. After countless battles with the Heavenly Army and the Monkey King, which the latter always won, the Great Jade Emperor came up with a plan for peace. He offered the monkey an official job at heaven, but did not tell him that the job he was making for the monkey had little to no real authority, effectively making it a joke job. The Monkey King initially accepted the job, but after learning of his joke status, he revolted and fought his way all back to Earth, just to reclaim his true title as king. After this revolt, the Heavenly Army called upon its best resources, recruiting godly warriors and using the most devious tricks in the book to eventually capture the nearly unstoppable monkey. The Great Jade Emperor believed that the reign of the monkey was finally over. The monkey was sentenced to execution. Just as the blade dropped to chop the monkey's head off, it shattered. Apparently, this monkey has a bronze head and metal shoulders, rendering this method of execution completely worthless. The emperor really wants this monkey dead, though, so he commands that the monkey is incinerated. The monkey was tossed into the furnace. Surely this must be it for our beloved monkey. But, nah, the fire can't even kill this guy. The flames and smoke actually just sharpened his eyes, and he's now able to see things that others can't. I wish I could tell you what they were, but I can't see them. This newfound power enabled the monkey to escape the furnace, and after that he fought his way to Earth yet again. The emperor, at the end of his wits, decides to ask Buddha himself for help. Buddha, who, as we all know, is not a fan of monkeys, decides to imprison the Monkey King under a mountain, the Mount of Five Fingers. Of course, this is the same monkey I've been talking about for this whole time, so the monkey naturally survives the weight of this mountain for 500 years. To his rescue comes a tame monk, Xuanzang, who I will talk about later. To make sure the monk safely got to India, which is where he was traveling, Buddha decided to assign the monkey to be Xuanzang's personal escort. The monk, the monkey, and a few other companions they make along the way successfully complete their journey to India, and that brings us to the end of our story. But we're not quite done yet, because I have to explain why that last little bit was important. So, this story is actually based on a true tale, just with a lot less monkey business. It's based on the monk that I mentioned earlier, Xuanzang. He arrived on foot to India, the birthplace of Buddhism. He was there to get the true Buddhist holy books, and when he got them, he translated them into Chinese. This was a major benefit to the spread of Buddhism in China. The story of the Monkey King is kind of an allegory of that journey that the monk took to India. The story itself is mingled with different fairy tales, legends, superstitions, popular beliefs, and whatever else the author decided was worth including. And without further inspection, the story just seems to be one of an unreasonably powerful monkey. People who take a more in-depth look at the story agree that the Monkey King is actually supposed to represent a rebellious spirit against the untouchable feudal rulers back of the day it was written. I think this sentence starts the end of my podcast. This is easily my favorite myth that I've ever gone over in these podcasts so far, because it was incredibly upbeat and fun to read, and it also had a lot more depth behind it than I initially expected. If you enjoyed this and want to hear more like it, you should check out some of my other podcasts, or wait for some new ones to pop into existence. If you don't, it'll make the Monkey King really disappointed, and I really wouldn't want to get on his bad side, so do what's best for you here. Until next time.